This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليماً كثيراً. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we will learn about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qahir, and we will tie it in with Al-Qahhar. So not Al-Qadir, but Al-Qahir. And Al-Qahhar. Al-Qahir is the dominant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the dominant one. As in, before Him, all of the creation, humans, tyrants, Muslims, non-Muslims, animals, plants, everything submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He prevails over all His creation. So every single thing submits to Al-Qahir. Al-Qahhar is an emphasis of the name Al-Qahir. Al-Qahhar is the one who made everything submit to Him. Everything is made by Allah, And from the makeup of everything is that it submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qahir. And Al-Qahir is the one that we submit to. And so these names go hand in hand. One emphasizes the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. And so the name Al-Qahir comes in the Quran 2 times, and Al-Qahhar comes in the Quran 6 times. Okay? It comes in the Quran 6 times. So you'll see these 2 names 8 times in the Quran. They describe multiple aspects of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which of course in the khutbah I really don't have time to get into. We see that Al-Qahhar breaks up into 6 subcategories or 6 things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses his name Al-Qahhar to describe and to explain, to show his power, his might, but also the submission of his creation to him. So let's take a few examples, insha'Allah ta'ala, of how everything submits to Al-Qahhar. First of all, as we grow older, we start to see white hair showing up in our beard or on our head. Whether we are male or female, it doesn't matter. Every single one of us, we start to notice as we get older that our body starts to change. And a simple sign of us aging is that our hair changes color. Can we stop that? No. Are we in control of that? No. We can even try by dyeing our hair a certain color, and then a day or two later we start to see as the hair grows, well, it's still coming out white. We can't stop it. The hair on our face or our head or anywhere on our body is in submission to Al-Qahhar. The wrinkles that we see on our body happening without our own desire for it, despite us trying to stop the wrinkles, despite us trying to stop the pain in our knees and in our back, despite us trying to stop aging, we can't, because our body is a sign of Al-Qahhar, that everything submits to Allah, and He created ourselves and everything to submit to Him, including one who is a tyrant, which we'll get into in a moment, insha'Allah ta'ala. Another example could be the weather. How many times throughout this week did we see the weather forecast say that we're supposed to have rain and it didn't rain, and then we're supposed to have thunderstorms and we didn't have a thunderstorm, and then we saw more rain and no rain came? Because even the weather, whereas some might say Mother Nature, is, as Muslims, we don't say Mother Nature. We say Allah controls the nature. He is in charge. Al-Qadir, Al-Qahhar, Al-Jabbar, Al-Aziz, He is in charge of the weather. So Al-Qahhar creates everything to submit to Him, and we submit to Allah as well, knowing that we can try to go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we will never succeed. Another example could be the baby that a mother becomes pregnant with. Even before that, a mother or a wife might try to become pregnant, and for years and years and years, this couple is trying to have a baby, and they cannot have a baby. That is from the power of Al-Qahir, that He has not decreed for it to happen, as we learned last week with Al-Qadir. He did not decree for it to happen yet, but when it does happen, then that child is not choosing its gender. It is developing in its form according to how Al-Qahir has described for it to be. Kun fayakun. And a last example that we'll take, insha'Allah ta'ala, in order to save time, is the example of Fir'aun. Fir'aun and the example of Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun tried to control Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun tried to control his people, but failed. Those who were closest to him, from amongst the magicians, those who advised him, his advisors, he tried to control them, but they went against him because within them they understood that Fir'aun is not Allah, and Al-Qahir, Al-Qahhar, is the one who we submit to. So as an example, we will see more of that in the second half of the khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and my sisters, we are in the month of Muharram, and this is a month where we find within it a special day, a day that was actually compulsory to fast on prior to the month of Ramadan being made compulsory. When the fasting of the month of Ramadan became compulsory, the Muslims used to fast a compulsory fast on the 10th of Muharram. But when Ramadan became compulsory to fast, they stopped that compulsory fasting of the 10th of Muharram, and it became an optional fast. Why? We see that in the migration of the Prophet ﷺ from Mecca to Medina, when he arrived in Medina, he saw that the Jewish were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. And he inquired through them, with them, why is it that you fast on this day? And their answer, their response to him was, this was the day that Musa was granted victory over Fir'aun. And then the Prophet ﷺ tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, نَحْنُ أَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْهُمْ فَصُومُوا. We are more deserving, we have more right over Musa than they do, so fast on that day. And this is why fasting is encouraged on the day of Ashura, the day of the 10th of Muharram, which coincides with Thursday of next week, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, as Muslims, in order to differentiate ourselves from the Jewish, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that if I am alive next year, then we shall fast on the 9th of Muharram as well, in order to differentiate the Muslim Ummah from the Jewish, so that we will fast on the 9th and the 10th to not coincide with an exact thing that is being done by the Jewish. And if someone is unable to fast on the 9th and the 10th, then it is encouraged to fast on the 10th and the 11th of Muharram. But seeing as the 11th will be next Friday, we would encourage that we fast on the Wednesday and the Thursday. However, if someone is going to fast and they forget or they miss it, then you could make up that day, the extra day on that Friday, because it's not a regular thing that we do. Now, what is the reward of fasting? The reward of fasting is expiation, forgiveness of the sins of the previous year, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us in Sahih Muslim, that fasting on the 10th of Muharram is forgiveness of our sins from the year that just passed, the previous year. So the reward is great, my brothers and sisters. And remember that this is a month where the Prophet ﷺ says the most rewarding, right? The most virtuous fasting after the month of Ramadan is Allah's month, Muharram. It is the month of Muharram. This month belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, all of the months are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this month belongs to Him. Now, how do we tie this in with Al-Qahar, Al-Qahir? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us submit to Him. We are to submit to Allah. So in this month, we should try to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fasting, because Allah defeated. I should say, Allah, of course, defeats everything. Nothing has power over Him. But Allah granted the power to Musa to defeat Fir'aun. How? By simply submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam did was submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do we see happening? Allah took care of Fir'aun, showing him that Allah is Al-Qahhar and Musa is simply to submit to Allah. And in the end, what happens? Even Fir'aun submitted to Allah. Even Fir'aun submitted to Al-Qahir, Al-Qahhar, but it was too late for him. So my brothers and sisters, keep that in mind. The story of Musa alayhi salam is one that we can use to remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qahir and Al-Qahhar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warzuqna wa'afina. Allahumma barik lana fi dinina wa dunyana ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana salihah ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to submit to You and know that You and You alone are the one worthy of our submission. Ya Allah, please make us humble ourselves to each other, volunteers to those who come, and those who come to the volunteers, for we are all together a community. None of us is better than the other except in taqwa, and we need and must respect one another. So Ya Allah, make it easy for us to respect one another. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to remove any hatred or ill feelings towards each other. Ya Allah, please do not allow a beautiful time of Jum'ah to destroy our hearts and to make us have hatred for your house or for others that are here within it. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to do what is right always, and to be a means of spreading this deen, and to take action in ways that are beneficial and good and positive according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa ud'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allah akbar wa Allahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Please make sure your cell phones are on silent. Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.